It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumman.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. My name is Stephen Julian. I am your slightly annoying co-host. Hey, guess what? We got a fantastic guest in the studio today, and they brought a kill list with them. I know you can't wait to hear that. But before we get to that kill list, let's get to the star of the show, the leader of this fantastical journey, she who is known as the person from the pilot episode of Shark Tank, the person who makes all our dreams possible, the person who never has met a product development business that she can't help. It is Tiffany Krumman.
Oof, that's a big promise, but yes, here I am.
I made it for you, so it's technically not yours. That's so true. You can back out on it if you want to. Okay. Tiffany, do you have a kill list with you?
Not today. No, okay. Feeling nice today. So. Yeah, but our guest does. So.
That's right. I already said that. I teased that at the beginning of the show. The reason you don't have a kill list today is because I'm not there. I'm actually not in studio. We were excited last month to get back into Atlanta Tech Park. They have a wonderful podcast studio that they let us use. And you guys are there, but I'm not there.
Yep. But we're watching you on a screen, so we get to see you.
Absolutely. It's like I'm there. One of the person who brought our guests said that my nostrils look really big, but that's off air, behind the scenes kind of stuff. Speaking of he who brought our guest, it is a Shark Tank show, but it is not a Shark Tank spotlight show this time. We are doing a Shark Tank should be show because we have FSI, we have Gifford Pace with us today from FSI. Hello there, Gifford.
Hello.
Thank you for pointing out that my nostrils are large. They always have been.
It's just the camera angle, okay?
So it's an interesting story. I have a little lap desk. I'm stuck in my bedroom, and I have a little lap desk, and I was trying to do that, but it just didn't sound right, didn't feel right. I kept having to move the microphone. So I've got it on a dresser, and so I'm standing up.
It's looking upwards at your face.
I'm those people who say sitting is the new smoking. I'm glad to say that I'm standing, as is our producer, Jody. But you guys are all sitting and enjoying yourself. So I'll try to keep my nose pointed down so it doesn't distract you, Gifford.
Thanks.
For those people who are just joining our program, FSI, tell everybody what you guys do.
Well, we help consumer product companies with their e-commerce, inventory management, order fulfilling, and kitting. So,
and you are the promoter and producer and power behind Shark Tank Spotlight that we do once a month. And so we are bringing an extra show this month, an extra special show, because the guest we have with you today has not been on Shark Tank, but should be on Shark Tank. But more importantly, Gifford, this is one of your clients.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were looking back and it's been about over 3 years where they have been with FSI and with me. And it was really exciting to bring her on.
Cool. So enough banter, enough silliness. Let's get down to business and meet our guest who brought the kill list. So Allison Delius is here with Clear Gear. Allison, welcome to the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here today.
Yeah, Clear Gear. There are a lot of times we talk. I've interviewed a ton of business owners on different podcasts, and a lot of times there are times the business name kind of really gives away what someone does. Clear Gear. It's a very cool name because it kind of tells me, but it kind of doesn't. So you've got a little bit of a mystery to it. So tell me what Clear Gear is and what you guys do.
So Clear Gear is an EPA registered disinfecting spray. Kills germs, kills odors, and been around for about 10 years. So we've been in the infection control and infection prevention business for quite a while, helping schools, students, athletes, first responders, healthcare workers. And it's been interesting in the last 6 months with COVID-19.
You've been doing this for 10 years, but I would imagine the last 6 months, the magic word of all business is pivot. You didn't necessarily have to pivot, just everything kind of exploded, I would imagine.
Yes, it has. And we're fortunate that we did a pivot starting about 3 years ago to our business operations. And, you know, we did not do that because we expected a pandemic in 2021 or 2020. But I knew that this was a great product and it just, we didn't have the right business operations. So knew that consumers needed to hear about it. I knew that it helped a lot of people. And we just made some changes to the business over the last 3 years. And when January and February started hitting, we were in a great spot with great partners like FSI who were able to just, you know, maintain all of our operations. We never had a stoppage, which was amazing. And we were able to roll with it. And fortunate for us, but really fortunate for all the people that we help, we would get phone calls, emails from first responders and healthcare workers saying, thank you. I'm so amazed that you have product and you're able to get it to me in a couple of days' time. And
I love it. I'm assuming you were shipping out of your house before that or what?
Well, no. When we first got started, we had a friend of a friend kind of deal. Uh-oh. And we were shipping from a cheese distributor.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And when I got started in earnest working with the business, we would email an order to them and they would get it out in 2 to 3 weeks time.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the things that we, you know, when I got involved, I said, well, right away, we need a professional operation. And, you know, I'm so glad that we found FSI and we've worked with Gifford for over 3 years and his team, and it's been a great partnership.
Friend of a friend is not always a good move. We've heard that many, many times on our show.
It's a good start.
It is.
When you're getting going, but the reality is that you grow up and you have to adapt and make changes, and and that's what we've, you know, done over the years. And then fortunately, just for the pandemic, we were in a good spot.
So the company's the disinfectant has been around for 10 years with ClearGear. How did it start? How did all this come to be?
Yeah, so the idea came because Steve Tricanis, as an adult, plays ice hockey on the weekends, his, you know, personal time, and he got a staph infection and landed him in the hospital. And you know, they figured out that it was from his ice hockey gear. And so, you know, there's disinfectants that you could use, which would be bleach-based, which would ruin your equipment. And so there really wasn't anything on the market that was for athletic gear that was, you know, approved by the EPA that was going to work, 100% going to work, and didn't ruin your equipment, your gear, the surface it was used on. And that's really what makes ClearGear so different from many of the other products that are on the market is, you know, it's not going to corrode the surface on contact or over time.
Discolor, also doesn't discolor the
No discoloring, right? Doesn't dry it out, which happens with a lot of alcohol-based products, doesn't ruin the fabric, or, you know, cause any rusting. So depending on the surface, those are all the things that we know from other disinfectants that can happen. ClearGear has been, you know, tested and proven. EPA is, you know, very, particular about, the claims that we can make. When you're a regulated business, you have to be very, careful and upfront about what you say you can do. And so all the claims that we make are, you know, 100% valid. And, you know, like I said, been around for 10 years and we've got a great customer base that has, you know, proven time and time again that it works and doesn't ruin the surface.
Is the chemistry of the product different than products where you spray it on and it no longer works after that? How exactly does it work? Can you tell us that part?
So it kills whatever germ is on the surface at that point in time. So it's not a lasting,
right.
If you then go and touch that surface, you know, need to disinfect it.
But before you're putting it in that stink, that's very stinky, and I speak from experience, bag, you're basically covering all of your equipment and then putting it away for the next time.
Spray the bag.
Yeah.
So yeah, the bag itself too.
Yeah.
The odor is an interesting part of this, and that's the first reason why I was interested in ClearGear when I first heard about it. Because of two reasons. One, my best friend has boys that play lacrosse. So one of the worst offenders of odors. And I can remember her long before I knew about ClearGear saying, you know, it is a dead body smell in my house, in my car, in my garage. It is just, and so your kids play hockey. You totally
my husband
understand.
Does. Yeah, and yeah. He's a big guy and a lot of stank. So.
So I knew that from her, but then I also knew my husband is in the Army. And so I'm used to all of his gear and equipment and boots and helmets and pads and all kinds of stuff. And so that would come home and whoo, you know.
Do you also sell it to military?
We do.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep. Yep. All That's different cool. branches, Border Patrol, correctional institutions. It runs the gamut. And it got started because of athletics. But then, you know, all first responders work out. So they started using it in their facility. And then they started realizing, oh, okay, I can use this on my Kevlar vest. I can use this on my helmet, my gloves, my boots. Firefighters, they can use it on their turnout gear. And so all this equipment is very expensive. So all these organizations, whether it's a school or a gym or, you know, some kind of first responder, they're all making a huge investment in their equipment to keep their employees or students safe. And yet without knowing it, their equipment, the things that they're wearing or using, can cause them an infection. A couple of years ago, the American Academy of Pediatrics came out with a report that said 25% of student injuries are because of an infection. So it should be considered, you know, similar to, you know, what we've all kind of gotten to with, you know, helmets and making sure that you don't have concussions and things like that. Well, infection, you know, prevention is really
just as
important. COVID
is kind of bringing that, though, right, to the front. You're probably getting a lot of that because of COVID, right?
Yes, yes. And Clear Gear has been proven by the EPA to kill COVID-19. Kills it in 3 minutes. So we get now that's, you know, so much of the questions and inquiries that we get from new customers saying, you know, does it kill COVID? And, you know, I need to use it on this type of stuff. Is it approved for that? And, you know, just really kind of expanding, you know, the use case.
So can I take the little bottle then in the store and spray the shopping cart handle?
You can.
And use it instead of an alcohol-based or a wipe.
You can.
They would typically
definitely.
Have.
Cool. Definitely.
But you got to wait 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Well,
you're willing to wait 3 minutes.
Now that is the what's interesting about most disinfectants is they all have a kill time. You know, not very many people read the detailed back of the label, but every germ has a different kill time. Some are killed on contact. Others can take up to 10 minutes. We've proven that Clear Gear kills COVID-19 in 3.
So we've talked about kill time. What about the kill list that you brought with you,
Deacon? There we go.
Can you read to us? I guess you probably don't want to read
I'm not going to read
them.
Everything, but I'll tell you, you know, there's things like staph, strep, E. coli, salmonella, Legionnaire's disease, listeria, influenza, rotavirus, H1N1, herpes, HIV.
Wow.
Hepatitis. And so a lot of those last ones that I just mentioned are really important to first responders because they're a lot of times dealing with, you know, the general public may have had some kind of interaction with a person that might have been, you know, has one of those viruses or diseases. Same with healthcare workers and, you know, essential workers, you know, that's kind of like a new phrase that, you know, has come up since COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And we get that a lot. You know, I'm an essential worker. I do this. Can Clear Gear help me? Mm-hmm. And typically our answer is yes,
to
fortunately.
Be clear.
Yeah.
Do you also, can you also spray this on electronics or no?
You can. We suggest caution because I'm looking at the computer right now and you can spray the outside. You just don't want it to get down, you know, in the actual mechanism. And we get that question a lot from our gym owners because they obviously have, you know, all treadmills and things like that. And so they don't want to ruin the mechanism, but typically there's, you know, like a covering on all that equipment. And so Clear Gear, you know, is approved for, you know, killing germs on all those surfaces.
Does it kill mold?
It does.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry. That was the one that I was thinking. I don't know if you said that on the list.
I think Tiffany's trying to stump you, Allison.
No. I'm actually thinking of the home we just bought and something in the garage that I've seen. And I'm like,
Yes.
Let me interrupt for just a second.
Please.
From your list of, you know, let me try and stump Allison. We're speaking with Allison Delius. She is with Clear Gear. They are an EPA registered disinfectant. And I was going to ask Allison, how hard is it to become an EPA registered disinfectant?
It is not easy. It takes months, and it's a financial investment to do that. You know, similar to not as long, but and it's even longer than FDA. Like the hand sanitizers that have come on the market, you know, that's just in a couple of weeks. So that EPA is, you know, you're close to a year to try to get, you know, a new formula registered to go through all the testing to, you know, provide your documentation for them then to confirm and, you know, redo the testing. Mm-hmm. So it's not quick.
And I was going to ask, the other thing I found interesting is that looking at your website, that you don't necessarily wipe. The whole point of using Clear Gear is put it on there and leave it, let it air dry. And that, and I guess that's one of the ways it kind of kills. But I think other type disinfectants or other, you know, the alcohol wipes and all that kind of stuff, they're more for semi cleaning. So you wipe it on kind of thing. But you guys, the Clear Gear is just spray it on and let it do its thing, right?
Correct. And so before COVID-19, we would say spray it, walk away, let it dry. After 10 minutes, if you need to use that equipment, you know, in the less time that it's going to take to dry, depending on how much you use and the environment in which you use it in, maybe it'll take 20 minutes to dry. And after 10 minutes, it's killed everything. So, you know, you could wipe it dry. But for ease of use, we would say spray it and walk away. You don't have to wipe it up. You don't have to, you know, rinse it off. Now with COVID-19 and we hear this with schools and with gyms, they're trying to get back to business. They're trying to get their students back or their customers back, and they need to turn the equipment quicker. They don't want to have to wait, you know, 20 to 30 minutes for it to dry. So our guidance is let it sit for 10 minutes and then you can wipe it and then it's ready to be used. Once it's dry, the surface, whatever it is ready to be used.
As someone who's bringing a product, product's been here 10 years, what kind of, you talked about the challenges of 3 years ago, kind of pivoting your business before all this happened, but that was more on the operations side. What are some of the other challenges you guys have faced in trying to build out this business in the last 10 years?
Well, I think for an entrepreneur, prioritizing, because there are so many different things that you can do. And you get a lot of ideas and a lot of people telling you what to do and all meaning well. And you have to put it in your bank and you have to sort of constantly be relooking at opportunities and ideas. And so I think prioritizing is the biggest challenge. COVID-19 has created a whole new set of challenges. And in our industry, it's all about supply chain. Am I going to have bottles and caps and triggers? Yeah. And those things are at a premium. Interesting for us, we had last fall, we had a couple of customers report that their trigger nozzle broke. So we went to our manufacturer and said, well, just send us some so we have it, you know, in our warehouse with Gifford and FSI team. And when we need to, we'll just send them a replacement. Well, we had thousands. And when COVID hit and everybody's out of these triggers, we were not. And we were able to keep going. And FSI helped us figure out an empty bottle kit, which we sell, an empty 24-ounce bottle, two labels, and a nozzle. And you buy a gallon and you get your empty bottle.
I love it.
There was a period of time you could not buy empty bottles in Home Depot, Ace Hardware. Like, they were nowhere to be found.
And most people don't know this. If they're not in our industry, they're clueless to this.
Exactly.
You know? They didn't realize they weren't getting their spray materials because of the bottle. It was, they had plenty of the liquid, just not enough caps. You know?
Yeah. So that was a huge, you know, this is just one of those, you know, minutia details that you've really got to get into. And, you know, we were at a great place to be able to figure it out. And we had the right team and partners to kind of all come together and help us.
Because of that, are you now sourcing in multiple places so that you don't come up against that again?
We are. We've actually got two different, you know, contract manufacturers that we work with, and they have their own bottle suppliers. So we've brought in different sizes and different style bottles, as well as different pack configurations. And all of that, you know, is really due to COVID-19, just trying to, you know, get what we could and get it in the hands of the people that really needed it and make sure that we were meeting customer demand. We never had a complete outage. We had different SKUs that we had out of stocks on, but we never had a complete outage. And I think our team is really proud of that.
I've personally found that to be, you know, a challenge because of COVID, but also a blessing because now you look at it differently. You're prepared for the next time this might happen because you never would have guessed, you know, 2 years ago that the bottle is what could have kept you from selling your actual product, right?
It's true.
So, you mentioned that COVID, obviously being able to work with FSI and the way they've been able to kind of keep you running, enhance your business, the idea of the empty bottle kit. So let me ask this, in this now world where before COVID, disinfectants were certainly important and people would talk about them, but I'm sure there was an education curve you guys had to meet. Now in the COVID world where disinfectant is top of everybody's mind, what are some of the differences between your disinfectant and others that you guys would like to highlight and point out without running other people? You know, you don't want to throw anybody under the bus. Although if you do, add them to your kill list, but I don't think you want to.
We won't add them to the kill list, but yeah, you know, I think the first thing is being EPA registered. And if you all may recall back in February and March, there were a lot of fake products out there. Mm-hmm. Amazon shut down all of their disinfectants because they had a concern over anybody just getting a product out there and saying, oh, it kills COVID-19 when it didn't.
Did you guys notice, do you have an example of something you notice as someone who's in that industry and went, I can't believe that person is saying those things?
Yes.
You noticed a lot, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Without saying any names, can you give an example?
Yeah, a lot of, botanicals and all natural, none of those words are regulated. And so a lot of those types of things came on. And the EPA went to Amazon and kind of dinged them on it and said, you guys got to monitor this better. Well, their response was, we're taking every single product down. Even if they are,
they've yours already, as well.
Yep.
Oh wow.
So that's one of the reasons why you had a run on products like wipes and disinfectant because people couldn't get on Amazon, so they went to their store and they bought everything they could, and then it sort of started, you know, a little bit of a snowball there. So it's taken for our Amazon business. It's taken a lot of time to reprove. Our claims, and even still, you know, causing some challenges with they're not allowing us to say certain things.
All right. So get back, and I apologize for the little side note there, but let me get back to the original question. So apart from the EPA part, are there any other differences that you'd like to highlight between clear gear and other disinfectants out there?
Yeah. I mean, we talked about the non-corrosiveness. That's huge. The other thing is you use clear gear and you're almost not going to know that you're using it because it is not a deodorizer. It has a very light scent, so it doesn't smell like a chemical. It doesn't mask the odors that emanate from, you know, all this equipment and gear. And so that's a huge selling point and really important to our customers. Especially think about a gym and, you know, you don't want to walk into a gym and you are just hit with a bleach or, and you know, any other smell that's just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And think about our schools too. Our kids are going back to school as schools start to open up and, you know, some schools are virtual now. Our son is virtual school, but as they start to go back, there's going to be a lot of protocols around, you know, infection and germ management, and there should be. And what you don't want is for the kids to walk in and they're just hit with this big chemical smell, ammonia, bleach, alcohol, those things, they're offensive to the senses. And any child that has already some kind of, you know, respiratory issue, no matter what that could be, those other products, you know, can be very challenging for them. And so clear gear doesn't have that. You spray it and it has a light odor and it goes away. And in fact, I mean, I've responded to customers that have said, I think it's just water in there. I don't smell anything.
Right.
Because they're used to, well, if it doesn't smell like bleach, then it's not working.
And bleach irritates my eyes, and it also triggers something in me mentally because I'm a cancer survivor. So whenever I smell alcohol or bleach, I think of the hospital.
Yes.
And I hate it.
Yep.
So this to me is just such a clean, crisp, like you said, you barely even smell anything in it, you know, which is what I prefer.
Exactly.
I hope that person who thought it was just water, I hope they quickly backed off
didn't
that.
Drink it.
Why would you build a whole business on it's just water. We're just trying to
Well, not to mention to get the EPA, you know, certification kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't think the EPA is certifying water just yet.
Yeah. Trying to decide what it smells like. It's almost like a lemon. A tiny, tiny bit fresh of lemon scent. Or something. Yeah,
ladies
fresh.
And gentlemen, we've lost Tiffany.
Sorry. To sniffing the bottle.
It's a proprietary secret.
It's safe to sniff. I'm inhaling it. I'll pass out in a minute.
It's funny. You were talking about bleach and ammonia. I was thinking of the overpowering flowery smell of some, you know, so there's a spectrum on either end.
There is. And there's a lot of deodorizers out there that, there's, you know, confusion. Oh, well, if I, you know, spray this, it's going to smell better. And so it all goes away. But the reality is there's a whole bunch of deodorizers out there that it is only masking the smell. And so what you're then getting is your favorite sweat, stinky body smell in addition to the nasty, you know, flowery smell. And so Clear Gear kills the odors where they start. It kills the germs where it is, and then the odors go away. Now, I have had some customers that say, my husband's gear has never been cleaned. It's so horrible. I keep it in the garage. I say, well, you might need two or three treatments. So, you know,
that would be me.
Work it a little bit. But if you use it from the start, you will not have that buildup. And I mean, the antics that we hear from parents over the years on how they're dealing with their kids that are in travel sports, so travel baseball and lacrosse and soccer, it is hilarious what they have told me, how they have dealt with the smell. And then once they find Clear Gear, they're just happy. I mean, I had one mom that said, I rent an entire hotel room just for the gear. And we are next door because we can't sleep in that room.
It can't leave it in the car either.
No, it can't be in the car. It can't be in the bathroom. It's just so bad that, you know, but now we've got Clear Gear. And so, you know.
And Clear Gear costs a lot less than a hotel room.
Yeah, so that is true.
That's your new hashtag.
That's true.
I was going back to the smell. I guess the masking of the smells. Gifford, you know, when you go to the gym, you don't want to smell sweaty jasmine, right? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's sweaty pretty fair to say.
I heard jasmine, not jasmine. I was like, he doesn't do jazz, to our listeners now.
Well, I didn't know what jazz there could be at a gym. But
jasmine, I don't even know her.
That's a form of sweaty peach blossoms.
Yeah.
Martial arts.
I know. He does martial arts,
All right. So we're speaking with Allison Delia. She is with Clear Gear. And Allison, the question that hasn't been asked that I can't believe hasn't been asked to this point, so I get to ask it because nobody else has this point. You mentioned the company's 10 years old, but you mentioned at the very beginning, I don't think you were there from the very beginning. So how did you get involved with Clear Gear?
That's true. I was not there from the very beginning. I was an early investor. And my husband and I were investors, and I invested because of my friend who had the boys playing in lacrosse and then my husband. And so we were customers. So investors and customers. And then I was asked to get involved and be on the board. So I was on the board while we were making a lot of the company changes. And then, you know, they asked me to take over as CEO. And
I love it.
So sort of a progression of how I got involved.
So
in
you were the shark, essentially.
Yeah.
I like that. And Gifford, you mentioned that, you know, obviously Clear Gear is here as your guest because they've been clients, and Allison has really been talking about the pivot they made 3 years ago and how you guys have helped. Talk a little bit about your relationship, FSI, with Clear Gear and how you've been able to help them.
Well, it's always been one of, hey, here's a great idea, and how can we get this implemented? And how can we help them in a faster way? And that's one of the cool things about, you know, receiving emails from either Allison or Meredith. It's like, what are y'all doing next? And how can we make this better? And that's been a really good thing for us. We've enjoyed having them as clients. I mean, in terms of that, you know, the ability to kind of scale with them as they grow and adapt and be flexible for them is really kind of a fun thing that we continue to do with them. And so...
And that's what sets FSI apart. I mean, the fact that you guys came up with the empty bottle idea and pitched it to them. Like, I've never had a fulfillment company before FSI that would actually come and say, this might be a good idea. You want to implement it? You know, and actually making it happen, right? So that's pretty cool.
And we've talked to FSI for years on this show, and it's all about partnership. And so here is a very, very good example and an uncommon example in your industry of what you guys want to do to set yourselves apart from other third-party logistics, which are pretty much just order takers, or worse yet, the giant taking over the world company that goes, oh, you know what? You don't like that problem? All right, we'll just shut everything down and not let anybody have anything, the good stuff with the not registered stuff. I talk about throwing the baby out with the bathwater. That's a horrible step by
and a monopoly of sorts, really.
Yeah, I'll just add, you know, they took us on when we were a small business, and
FSI.
Yep. And, you know, obviously things have grown, you know, tremendously in the last 6 months, but, you know, very appreciative that they took us on when we were small and, you know, an unknown. And then things like, you know, helping all the kit packing is huge for us, especially with COVID-19, because our manufacturer said, we need to manufacture. We can't help you with kit packing anymore. Mm. And so all the things that we have to do to, you know, cap the bottle, our manufacturer does that, but then we've got to shrink wrap it. We've got to keep the trigger with the bottle, and, you know, our manufacturer
FSI is doing this part now.
No, this is what the manufacturer used to do. Mm. But that's what they said. We're not doing that anymore. We're going to cap it for you, and we're going to give you a nozzle, and you guys figure it out how you're going to, you know, get it to the consumer. Well, you know, the problem is, you know, we had, well, three packs. So then I need to make sure that there's like a three pack with three of these in a pack. So they would go and make all the three packs so that they're ready to go and pull off the shelf.
FSI will.
Yep. And so then we have other sizes and other case, you know, kind of pack configurations. And they do all that work for us.
Because you've got the family pack, right? Which is kind of multiple little bitty sizes, bottle and a 24-ounce and a gallon, you know, type of thing.
So. And that is huge for small business. I mean, a lot of people don't think that far ahead in their business, but when they get to that point and they're wanting to deliver these different, you know, Costco, for example, you may have a potential sale to Costco and they say, we want it exactly like this. Yes. They're not budging. You've got to have somebody that can make that happen, not in your garage.
Most definitely. And, you know, that they're doing it on, you know, 10 units or they're doing it on 10,000 units. And so, you know, I always kind of laugh. I say, Gifford, I got another one for you. Like, here's what we're thinking. And, you know, it's always the, you know, tell me more. Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out. And then they come back and, you know, they've come up with some idea. So, you know, it's as a small business, it's amazing to have great partners. Mm-hmm. And that's probably one of the biggest, you know, points that I would make to anybody else who's, you know, owning a business or wanting to start one is you're not going to have everything in house. You've got to find, you know, great partners, and we're fortunate that we've been able to do
that. And the sooner you find them, the better. I mean, we're always preaching to people, even if you're not there yet, if you still are that small, you know, in your garage company, start having these conversations with FSI so that they can give you an idea of what that looks like. Because look at you, if you had not been prepared with them, you wouldn't have been ready for COVID.
Oh yeah, no, we weren't going to make it. I actually feel like we would have gone under because we just wouldn't have been able to.
And with a great product perfect for COVID, how ironic is that?
Definitely.
I would have thought if you were still operating out of the garage, which you weren't, but, you know, in that picture, you would have just soaked paper towels and put them in plastic bags and say, we'll send you this and you can have this. That's the way I would have fixed it. So I'm so glad you were working with Gifford and FSI.
Yeah.
All right. So for everybody listening, we've had a lot of guests come on our shows, and we always kind of end with, hey, you know, for those people who want to find out more information. And a lot of times the products, it's for a specific niche. Everyone listening has need of clear gear. So where can they go? How can they get clear gear into their lives and make their lives cleaner?
So you can get clear gear disinfecting spray on our website at cleargear.com. You can email us at info@cleargear.com, or you can give us a call at 855-862-5490. And I'll give a little quick plug, because this is new info coming out next week, is going to be a wipe.
Oh, cool.
So we're
Is it going to
really
be a paper towel that's doused
towel that's
clear
put in
and
put
in
no, but when you See, said I that, I thought it. About it. Yeah. And honestly, that is one of the funny things that we heard from some customers. We're making our own wipes. So yeah, I mean, all kinds of things.
They prompted you to do that?
Well, we always kind of thought about wipes, yeah. But, we've got kind of a special version of it. It actually is a dry wipe that we're coming out with. And so you use clear gear to make it a disinfecting wipe.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
I was halfway right.
Actually, so yes, by the time this goes live, that will be available.
Yeah,
I'm assuming.
Will be, right. Yeah. I love it. And anybody who says, oh, my store's out of this or out of that. Yeah. Go to Clear Gear because they work with FSI and it's available. So
definitely.
And Allison, one last thing I just want to add. We've talked to so many different businesses and business owners. And what I love is your story for anybody listening who goes, oh, I can't come up with an idea. You know, Tiffany loves, oh, I've always got ideas. I've always got, you know, and I'm not that way. So it's encouraging for someone who said, if I want to be part of that dream, maybe it's I find the right product and I go, not only am I a customer, I'm willing to invest.
Sure.
And then when they find out what you bring to the table, it's like, oh, maybe you should captain the ship a little bit and kind of steer us where we need to go. So what a great story. And thank you for sharing that with us.
And the fact that you invested in someone that you knew personally, I think that is so powerful because some people are in that position but don't have the creative side. Maybe that's what you were saying, Stephen, that you have the opportunity to be a part of one that you didn't come up with. Sorry, I didn't get that.
It's okay. You were thinking of another idea for another product in another business. And I was thinking of investing. So there you go. Allison, thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing Clear Gear with us. And it is definitely a product everybody can use, should use, but we can learn from the story you've been going through and can't wait to see how you guys write the story moving forward. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate being here very much.
Gifford?
Yes.
Your clients are pretty cool, man.
Yeah,
aren't they? They're wonderful.
At least the ones he's brought into the studio are. I'm just kidding.
Gifford's clients are listening, haven't yet been in the studio,
You're still cool.
That was a backhanded compliment.
Yes. You're still cool even if you haven't been in the studio.
Oh, God. Oh, hey, Jody, can you cut that out, please? That'd be great.
And more importantly, Gifford, Allison is such a great example of what you guys do and how you guys help move forward and move their business forward. So thank you for sharing Allison with us today.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
And for those people who need to take their business to the next level, get out of the basement, get their time back as they're building their business, how do they get in touch with FSI?
Well, they can go to our website at fsi3pl.com or send an email to info@fsi3pl.com or even the old-fashioned way of just giving us a phone call to chat with us.
What?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of crazy, but it's 678-391-5980.
The phone app on my phone doesn't work.
Why?
So, you know, that's a joke. It was a bad one, but it was a joke. So, again, thank you, Tiffany. Tell everybody where they can go to find out more about what you're doing.
They can follow TiffanyKrumans.com or MomGenius.com.
And I'm an independent financial advisor by day, and compliance won't allow me to give my website on the air. So that's why I do this, to get my jollies. All right. So for Jody Smith, the easiest podcaster in the history of the world to work with, and for Gifford, the Shark Tank Should Be show today, and for Tiffany and for our guest, Allison, this is Stephen Julian saying we'll catch you next time on Product Genius.